Okay, today's daf is Beitza Daf Lamed. Beitza Daf Lamed, and we will talk about one of the Gzeiros Rabbanan that really come up later on Daf Lamed Vav in the Mishnah. But the Tosfos, the important Tosfos, is on today's daf. So the Mishnah later on at Daf Lamed Vav Mabeis quotes a number of Yisurei Drabanan, different categories of Yisurei Drabanan. Elu of the Gemara calls Shavus, and the Gemara calls Rishus, and the Gemara calls Mitzvah. Different activities that are asered midrabanan. And one of them is lo matapchin v'lo mesapkin v'lo maraktin, clapping and dancing and other types of activities that one does when one is involved in music. And the Gemara, the Mishnah says there that it is also drabanan. So on today's daf, the Gemara discusses the sugya of mutav shiyehe shogigin v'al yume zidin. The Gemara discusses activities which people are involved in, and Chazal said, you know what, if you tell them, they're not going to listen anyway, so you might as well not tell them. And let them be unintentional, let them be shogeg, because if they're mazed and they don't stop doing it, they're just going to be worse. And the Gemara said, does that only apply to Daraises? What about Darabanans? The Gemara says, even Darabanans. But one of the activities discussed there, Amalei Rava Barav At Chanin La'abaya, right in the middle, Tanan. The Gemara, on today's daf, quotes the Mishnah later on. Tanan, Eim Etapchem, Eim Esapchem, Eim Erakdin, Via Idna, Dekach, Hazina, Da'avdenachi. Today we see that everybody claps and dances on Shabbos. V'lo Amrin and Lu, V'lo Midi, and they don't say anything. Why was this asered? We'll get to that in a second. But why don't the rabbis say anything to them? So Amalei, so Abaye says back to Rav Bar Rav Chanin, Ula Tamecha, I'll ask you another question. Had Amar, that's not the only thing people do that the rabbis don't say anything. Had Amar, lo leisivinish apuma delachya. Right? One shouldn't sit at the edge of an alleyway, right in front of the street, where there is a lechi, there is a marker to show where the border is between the Rosh Hashanah Yachin and Rosh Hashanah Rabim. Don't sit on the edge. Dilma migneder lechefetz. Maybe I'm going to drop something. It's going to go out to the street, and I'm going to bring it back. Va'asi lasuye, and I'm going to bring it back into the mavui, and it's going to lead to an iser. Va'hahani nashi deshlaklin chatzvayu, and those women that sit with their big jugs. Va'aslam v'yasan apuma d'mava. Those women sit at the edge of the mavui. V'lamina lu v'lamidi. The rabbis don't say anything to them either. So that's the second activity that the rabbis allow. So they allow the singing and the dancing and the clapping, and they allow sitting on the edge. So Elam, what must be the Yisod? Hanach Lem Yisrael, Mutav Shei Shogin V'Yim Azidin. Right, this is the balance. Very hard to know exactly where to apply this, because there's a mitzvah of tochacha. There's a mitzvah of rebuke. There's a mitzvah, especially for the rabbis, to let people know what the halacha is, and to make sure that they are following the straight and the narrow. And here, the opposite. No, don't say anything, because they're not going to listen anyway. So Hachanami is just like over there by the Mavui. Hachanami, Hanach Lem Yisrael, Mutav Shei Shogin V'Yim Azidin. And then finally, the Gemara has case number three, where the Gemara says, you might have said that only applies by Drabanans. Oh, I flipped it before. By Drabanans, but by Darises, it doesn't apply. By Darises, you have to say something. The Gemara says, no, Velohi. It doesn't matter which one, even by Daraises, lo amrina lo v'lo midi, we don't say anything. And what's the raya for that? Tosefes Yom Kippurim Daraisa, because Tosefes Yom Kippur is a mitzvah Daraisa, va'achli v'shasu ha'shech ha'shecha. And you see those women eat and drink all the way till the evening, right? They don't hold of any Tosefes. Lo amrina lo v'lo midi, and the rabbis don't say anything. It must be mutav shei shogin. Must be that they say mutav shei shogin. So we discussed this little Gemara back in Psachim when we had a shiur about eating on Erev Yom Kippur. We discussed then some of the Achronim bring this as a raya that women are obligated in the mitzvah Tosefis, mitzvah of eating on Erev Yom Kippur, because why would they be so medaktik and not even listen to the rabbis? The rabbis told them not to eat so late. It must be they're doing a mitzvah, and they're very zaris in that mitzvah. Yeah, that's what we discussed. So we're going to talk though today about the Tosfos here and the issue that's brought up of the clapping and the dancing. So again, the Gemara here quoted the Mishnah later on that there's no clapping or dancing on Shabbos. Why is that? Why the Rabbanan asked that? So the Gemara says later on that it is an extension of Shemi Yisakein Kleishir. We know that one is not allowed to play musical instruments on Shabbos because a string might rip and they might come to fix it. So it's a gzeira mishum kosher, a gzeira mishum tying a knot, fixing the strings. And the Gemara says that these activities, banging one's hand on one's leg, or the clapping, or the dancing, is also, that's part of musical activities. Gzeira shemisakin klei shir, right? That's the Gemara on Lamed Vav, Lamed Beis. But that's obviously an extension. That's an extension. There's no instrument. You want to say that there's an gzeira d'rabanan for music because, you know, if you're involved in a musical instrument, so then you might come to fix it. And even if the musical instrument doesn't have any strings, you might say, once the rabanan aser musical instruments, they aser any item that's supposed to make noise. So even, let's say, a door clopper, right? On a front door, you have a knocker. So poskim say that one shouldn't use that on Shabbos either because that's meant to make be mashmiako. That was included in the gzeira. But here is an extension. Clapping my hands, I'm not holding any instrument. Right? Dancing, I'm not holding anything. So that's an extension. It's an extension. It's not the first step. That's an extension of semi-sacking klashir. And maybe that's why Tosis comes along now here on our daf and says, Mihu, dear Maskal Tanan, what is it called? Rashi, semi-sacking klashir. Umiyu lididon shari. Tosfos has an amazing chiddush, right, much quoted Tosfos, Beis Adaf Lamed, that bizman hazeh, no problem. Bizman hazeh, you could clap, you could dance. Didafka b'yemei anshoy b'ki and lasos klei shir. Maybe in those days where they were experts in making klei shir, shayach l'migzer, so everybody was making, fixing their musical instruments, therefore there was a reason to make a gzeira. Aval l'didon ein onu b'ki and lasos klei shir v'lo shayach l'migzer. But nowadays, we're not experts in fixing and making klei shir, and therefore the Isser doesn't apply. The Rav Shlomo Zalman in his commentary here, in the Mincha Shlomo that they put out on Beitza, says, not that we don't know how, but that Bizvana Gemara, all people played instruments. But now, only experts play instruments. So it's just a much smaller population that you're talking about. And we know the rule. The Rabbanan only makes zeras, which apply to the tzibur, to apply to everyone. So that's Rav Shlomo Zalman's Ha'ara here. It was much more common. Who plays instruments? Only certain people. Rav Shlomo Zalman Zahara. Note, Tosfos does not say that you're allowed to play musical instruments on Shabbos. Tosfos does not get rid of step one of the Gzeira. That, they seem to hold him. It's just the extension of the Gzeira, of the dancing and the clapping. So Tosfos says that extension, because we don't musical instruments, so he gets rid of that extension. But he seems to hold of the Iker. How would Tosfos be able to say this? Right, didn't we have a whole shiur earlier back on Daf Hey that there's a concept of Darish Beminyan Sarach Minyan Acher Lahatiro? Right, once something is asserted, you can't just say, oh, the reason doesn't apply anymore, so the Xerah is not going to apply anymore. You can't just get rid of it. Right? Taking medicines on Shabbos, according to most, we understand that the reason doesn't apply anymore because we're not grinding medicines. Some say the reason does apply. They still grind medicines different places in the world. But let's say, even if the reason does not apply, still the Xerah applies. Right, because we don't have the power. Right, we had earlier, right, Yantav Sheni. We Minag Avasino Biyadeno. We keep doing it, even though we know the exact calendar dates, and we still hold in Chutz Laaretz a second day of Yantav. So there are numerous examples of holding the Takana or the Gzeira, even if the reason does not apply. So how did Tosfos do this? How does Tosfos say, oh, bloody done? We don't fix musical instruments. So maybe one might say that it's based on Tosfos is implicitly comparing this to what we had earlier. Tosfos earlier, if you remember on Dav Vav, spoke about Mayim Megulim, right? Water left over, and you're nervous that a snake came by and dropped off some venom in the water and left. So there was a Gzeira D'Rabbanan in the Gemara, days of the Gemara, a Mishum Sakana, that you're not allowed to eat, drink, revealed water. Water that was left over with enough time for a snake to go in and out. And Tosfos says, back on Daf Vav, that was only those days. But nowadays, you're allowed to, because snakes aren't around. And snakes aren't going in and putting venom in the liquid. Vahashta, Tosfos said, He was comparing that to the case of Chavarim there. V'achanami reading by my Magulim. Da'asur and Shem Anachar Shasa Mehen. V'yachshav she'en achashim mitzuyin b'neinu. Anu shosa mehen afilu v'chanchila. Afal pishu davar shemiminyin. Even though it's davar shemiminyin. So again, the Mefarshim explained different ways, but they say certain gzeros have the reason built in. Or you might formulate it as, even in the days of Chazal, if one lived in a place without snakes, Mayim Megulim was mutter. So it's not even changing anything. Even those days. So one might say that Tosfos is comparing this to Mayim Megulim. Maybe in those days, if you had a population where they weren't Bekiyin and Mizim Misakin Kleish Yidar, but it wouldn't have been Gozer in that case. Right? It was built in at that time. Built in at that time. Or we mentioned also another a Yesod of the Koheles Yaakov, the Baal Mishkanus Yaakov, who said, maybe every time there's a Gzeirah Rabbanan that goes against the Din D'Oraisa, then you have to say the reason is built in. And if there's no reason, the Gzeirah would fall away. Because it's going against the Din D'Oraisa. And we gave a number of examples then. Right? The Mishnah Brura has a question. Why don't we blow shofar on Shabbos when Rosh Hashanah falls on Shabbos? Because you might come to carry the shofar. But ask the Mishnah Brura. But nowadays, we don't have any Rosh Hashanah D'Oraisas in most places in the world. So if you don't have any Rosh Hashanah D'Oraisa, so then why can't you blow shofar? What are you worried about? They might carry it out. There's only a rabbinic area anyway. It's only Rosh Hashanah D'Rabbanan. So, but one second, isn't that a gzera? How could the Mishnah even suggest that? How could he even suggest that? The answer is because this is a gzera that's going against the Din D'Oraisa, going against blowing shofar. Right? So maybe that's why the Mishnah Berurah feels that it has to be a built-in reason, and if there's no more reason, there's no more din. One example. Or the other example, right, that we paskin, that even if a Kohen has, let's say, paint on his hands that he couldn't get off, and it says in the Gemara that if a Kohen has paint on his hands, he's not supposed to dochen because it's going to make everybody look at his hands. But nowadays, because all Kohanim put up the talus over their hands, it's okay. If it's a broken finger, it's okay because you put the talus over the fingers. But one second, they said in the Gemara that you can't dochen. So if you can't dochen, so how could we come along and say, the Beis Yosef come along and say, nah, it's okay. Again, because that's a gzeir that's going against a din d'araisa of Birchas Kohanim. So there were other examples of this, but maybe that's also part of our discussion here. Right? The Rabbanan said you can't clap, you can't dance. So maybe that's going against the concept of Oneg Shabbos, of some Rishonim say there's Simcha on Shabbos. Right? There's enjoying on Shabbos. And part of enjoying is relaxing and dancing and singing and clapping. So maybe that's also part of why it would have been a built-in reason. And once there's no more reason, then the din would fall apart. In any case, this is the Shita of Tosfos. Whatever the Sfar might be, this is the Shita of Tosfos. The Shulchan Aruch does not quote Tosfos. Rabbi Yosef Kairo does not quote Tosfos. And therefore, Rabbi Yosef Kairo says, in Simin Shin Lamates, in Hilchos Shabbos, quotes this din. Quotes the din, Meikra din, Ei metapchin lahakos kaf al kaf. You can't clap on Shabbos. V'lo mesafkin lahakos kaf al yorech. You can't bang your arm against your leg. V'lo maraktin gzeira shema yisakin clay shear. Right, because you might come to make a clay shear. Ula sapek kilachar yad mutter. But you're allowed to do it with a shinoi. This is where some people have the backwards clap on Shabbos. Right, banging the back of their hands. Because the Shulchan Aruch Shita, the Shulchan Aruch says you can't clap on Shabbos, you can't dance. You know, they don't hold up this Tosfos, right? Tosfos. No, the other Rishonim don't quote this Yisod, and therefore the Shulchan Aruch says only Mutter Kilachar Yad. But the Rama quotes Tosfos. The Rama says V'harama v'hadam sabkin merakdin ha'idna v'lo machinan behu mishum demutav sheishogin. First daya is that, like the Gemara says, it's not really good, but you know, mutav sheishogin, no good, nobody's going to stop anyway. But then the Rama says, "V'yesh omrim de bizman hazeh hakol shari deinonu bekiin v'asiyas kleishir v'leka lemigzar shem yisakin kleishir de milsud v'oshchiyachu ve'efshar shal zeh nagu lahakel bakol." Right, and it's possible that this is the minug. This is why the minug is the lahakel bakol. Right, and the Mishnah Berurah says on tipuach and rikud. Right, on all of these that one can be mikos. This is the machlokas between the Mechaber and the Rama. Rav Moshe in the Tshuva does not fully understand. Misvari doesn't like Tosfos. Misvari says, I don't know why Tosfos says this. Mayim Megulim is based on a chash rachok ma'od, that a snake might have come in. So any little bit of reason that you could say that it won't apply anymore, but it doesn't apply. This is as chashash rachok ma'od as the snake was. So Rav Moshe Narachayim Chelik Bei Simin Kuf does not like the svara of Tosfos. He thinks that this was a gzera kavua. This was a gzera kavua. But here, the fact that the Rabbanan asked it, it must be the asked it. They knew that clapping and dancing, that you're not going to cut to fix anything, there's no object. And still they asked it. So it must be that it was a takana kavua. So Moshe does not like the even though they wouldn't have made such a gzeira if the population was so small, like Rosh Lomo Zalman said. But Tosfos said, but the Ramosha says, Lochain min aroy lahachmir. Aval, the Rama says it. The Rama says it's mutter, says Ramosha. Aval kapanim ladina hevi arama b'simin shemama teshitas hatosfos. Because of Shalzen Ogolaka, Velachain, Rowan, Onu, Shaharbi, Yureim, Vishleimim, Merakhtim, Shabbos, Yantif. So many people clap and dance on Shabbos and Yantif because, after all, it is a Ramah. You can't fault people who are Makel. Then Rav Moshe has another Chiddush. Venira, maybe part of the reason Latter is, it's considered Lopashta Hagzera B'chol Yisrael. As it did in the Gemara, that Hagzera only has teeth if it spread. If it spread, if it didn't, like, Pas Akum didn't spread. Tosfos points out in Avodah Zarah, and therefore Pas Akum is a Chumrah. It's not a din like Bishul Akum and Cholav Akum. So Rav Moshe says, even though the Gzera was in his pashtate in the first generation, maybe nowadays it's considered Nechshva Kilo Pashta Gzera. Avshikvar Pashta B'Yemehem. Avakivin Shachshav Nishtane Mikfi Shahaya B'Yemehem. Right, because the reason doesn't apply, and therefore the minhag has changed. So maybe that's why it's changed. You can't say, many Jews out there are unaffiliated. Most Jews don't keep a second day of Yontif, and therefore, lone is Pashta. No, it means here the reason doesn't apply, and therefore even the Shomrei Torah don't hold of it, and therefore Moshe says, maybe that's a Svara. Kivan sheyadua shekol hachachamim shebeolam hayim maskimin lahatir me'acher she'ovrin, right, they would agree, so therefore maybe it's considered lo Pashta. Bara Moshe says, at the end, L'chadchila, I wouldn't be Makel, because I don't fully understand the Tosfos. V'kivet sh'mechaber palig, v'tam ha-Tosfos eino borer, menaroy l'hachmer l'chol panem avali nefesh, aval adina sh'mekila. But Mikra adin, it is Makel. And the Rav Avadia also, as you would have guessed, because the Shulchan Aruch doesn't quote it, Rav Avadia is not a fan, in Yechaved Das and Chelik Beis, Simin Nun Ches, Rav Avadia says, maybe you want to say L'tzorach Mitzvah, Lutzarach Mitzvah might be mutter. Maybe at a Sheva Brachas. Maybe Simchas Torah. And that's what the Mishnah Berurah quotes. The Mishnah Berurah quotes, for sure, Simchas Torah. That's the Minhag of Klal Yisrael. That's the Mishnah Berurah. I'll read it. It's in Sifkat and Ches. Ubiyam Simchas Torah, mutter l'rakid, b'shashorim, kilusim the Torah. Mishav Kavad HaTorah. Kima delespa ze ele mishum shvus, because there's only drabanon, mishum mitzvah, they would allow it. Bishar simcha shel mitzvah, he doesn't like it, even nisuin, but other poskim say, okay, simcha shel mitzvah would be okay. Then the question is, what is called simcha shel mitzvah? That's the question. What is called simcha shel mitzvah? So what about stam dancing on a Shabbos? Right? In many circles, they dance on Shabbos. So the Shmir Shabbos says, Ein lirkod, aval yesh lahakel bazev simcha shel mitzvah. Right, the Shmir Shabbos says simcha shel mitzvah one would be allowed. Ein limcho kapayim, don't clap imlo b'simcha shel mitzvah, unless it's simcha shel mitzvah. O shelo kifish regin lasas miyachol, or clap backwards. So what's simcha shel mitzvah? So that's the discussion. So according to a number of poskim, if you look in the Piskei Tshuvos, they quote here, those who are dancing and singing songs of Dveikus to HaKadosh Baruch Hu on Shabbos, and singing by different contexts, and those shuls that sing by Lachadodi, that's to get close to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Ein lecha simcha shel mitzvah gadol mizeh, quotes in the Piskei Tshuvos. For yadua umafursa minak harbi kilos kodesh asher talmidim v'raboseyem ma'ori agola meraktim v'ragleyem u'misapchim b'yadeyem b'yishiris v'sishbachos l'ashem yizbarach v'shavos v'yamatovim u'bevadai ein shum makum l'harach harayhem. For sure there's nothing wrong with it, but they're trying to get close to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. U'betzirish v'ashitas that gam the Shulchan Aruch would matir in the cases of mitzvah and oda, other reasons. Kivan, he quotes in the footnote here, Kivan shaha kavana l'shem simcha shal mitzvah la'avaz Hashem Yisparach, shenos alon as ha-shabbis, lo gar mi-simchas chasun v'kalash yitiru, v'lo yi shulchan achmoli v'shulchan rabach reikon, and therefore, he would have the heter of tzorech, mitzvah. The Aruch HaShulchan, and we'll end with this, the Aruch HaShulchan has a different shot, a chiddush gadol, in the reading of the Gemara. Aruch HaShulchan here in Shilamates, Ostes, he says, maybe even Bizman HaGemara, they never ask for clapping and dancing and banging on one's foot. What do you mean? It says it in the Gemara. Maybe the Gemara was only talking about a type of clapping or dancing that was being done with musical instruments. Because after all, what's the Shem Yisach in Kleshir? So we thought that it meant, and that's what most Mepharshim assume it means, it's also an extension. But the Aruch HaShulchan says, no. What kind of extension? It's all about the musical instrument. If there's no instrument, there's nothing to talk about. So he assumes that the clapping they were talking about and the singer was only where there were musical instruments involved. But if you're stomp clapping or dancing without any musical instruments, for sure it's mutter. Even Bizman HaGemara, that's the Aruch HaShulchan. So the other Mepharshim do not accept that. Do not say that that's the pshat, but that is a creative pshat that's given. The Minchas HaLazer also, the Munkacher says, somebody who has fire in their hearts to connect to HaKadosh Baruch Hu in this way, and it's the Nisa D'Rabbanan, you can't say that it's wrong. You can't say that it's wrong. Umemela, he says, if you want to play, he gets into the, right, he lives the 1800s. The organs brought in shuls, that's for sure, Osir. Right, that's a mamish, Xer D'Rabbanan, that nobody says is going to be mutter. But those where it is an extension, kivach eno mitzvah l'chol adam rak l'misha boer bekirbo rishpe eish shalheves Hashem simchas yantif asher nechilanu. So if you feel it, then it's mutter. If you don't feel it, maybe you're doing it because of peer pressure, maybe then it's not mutter. But if you're feeling it and you're doing it, l'shem mitzvah will be mutter. That's the Minchas HaLazer in Chelek Aleph Simen Chavtes. Okay, we will stop here.